I can also do sign language. I can do that because I sing it to my grandson whenever he calls. Praise the name of Jesus, right? And truly, we have been so blessed. We have been so loved by our Almighty God. He loves us so much. And every time when I just reflect upon it, it moves my heart so much. And it should move our hearts. Because God remembered us. He remembered us. Amen. And He sent Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of you, of the Father. And it tells us also in John 14, 16, says, of His fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. Praise the name of Jesus. We are so blessed that He has downloaded His grace to us. That when the good news of the gospel was spread to us, into our hearts, faith came into us, and we were able to respond to His love.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. What a marvelous God we have.
Amen.
I'm privileged this morning to be able to share a message. I remember a long time ago, myself and pastors, we were in a car, and she was asking me, oh, what am I going to share? And I was just sharing with her about these three words that for some reason it just hit me. And I was just sharing to her, and I think she never forgot it. And then whenever... I remember when I was sharing earlier on the messages, I didn't actually share this, but then she came back and says, share this, it is written, it is written. And when I was preparing this message, funnily enough, when I was doing this slide presentation, my wife, for some reason, instead of looking at this thing and she said, wow, what a beautiful picture. She didn't see the words there. She just looked at the picture and she sees the picture. You know? Not the words. I was looking at the words. I was just, you know, selecting from the template something that looks something. Just put the words there. And so it's marvelous because it's kind of like a testimony of how God can bring a couple together. And a man sees something, but a woman sees something totally different. So anyway, the wisdom of God, huh? But when I reflected upon this picture, and I was thinking, oh, you know, the title and the picture, they actually, what? They actually complement each other. Why? Because the verse came to my mind, the heavens declare the glory of God. It is written in nature. It is written in nature, the glory of God.
Amen.
The firmament, it says, shows His handiwork. Day unto day, and night unto night, others speech and reveals the knowledge of God. If we will only look, isn't it? And so, I was thinking about this and says, wow, it's so coincidental but inspired. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amazing.
Let's pray. Lord, we just commit ourselves to you this day. We thank you for your great love. We thank you for this time we can spend together looking into your word. And we pray, Holy Spirit, may you speak to our hearts and let your word that go forth not return to you void, but it will accomplish what you please and prosper that which you sent.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, let's go on to the next slide. This is our confession, Evangel's confession. And I think we are no stranger to it. So perhaps we will do that confession together, shall we?
Amen.
Ready? One, two.
We walk and agree with God. We must agree. Can two walk together except they be agreed? We will win because we believe in what the Word of God says about who we are, what we have, and what we can do in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, this confession is actually a good reminder to us. It is a reminder to us of the challenge we face. Okay? And the challenge that we face actually over the past, I think the last time that Pastor Ludwig preached was on this Hebrew word called Shama. Or Shema, or whatever. Huh? I don't know how you pronounce it, but Shema. Okay, and the last I looked up is Shema, which means hear, agree, and obey God.
Yeah.
And that is the challenge, the reminder of the challenge that we all face in our daily lives. Okay, to be able to hear and agree and obey God whenever God speaks to us. Okay, and why is it a challenge? It is a challenge to us because from the very moment, in the very beginning, when Adam transgressed God's command, okay, which was given in the Garden of Eden, then the result of that transgression is that there is now a barrier that we all face. Okay? A barrier that we face. And that barrier has always, since that time, has become such a challenge for us. Which was, hear God's commandment and obey. Okay? Hear God's commandment and obey. And let's go back to the very beginning, okay? Let's visit what happened in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. Let's just turn to it and read. It is good to read the Bible, and I will explain why. You become clear a little bit later. So I will read one verse and you read one verse, okay? Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Then the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Verse 16. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Let's also turn to chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? But of the tree, fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it. nor shall you touch it lest you die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Okay, let's go down to 16, and this is now the consequence. So we saw God's commandment, we saw the deception of the evil one, and now we see what happened. Verse 16, to the woman, God said, I will multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children, your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. Now, it is good to read the scripture for ourselves, because it's so dangerous, in actual fact, to have hearsay only. Okay? The result of that hearsay, I believe, okay, in the Garden of Eden, was that Eve actually heard from Adam. She did not hear directly from God. Okay? So because she hearsay, what happened? She, you know, have you ever played a game called Chinese Whispers? Have you ever played a game Chinese Whispers? You know what is Chinese Whispers? You say a message and you pass down the line. And then at the end of the line, what happened? You get a message back. And it could be totally different from where you start. And we have a kind of Chinese Whisper here, but it's only two person. And only two person, already we see that Eve was inaccurate. She didn't quite get the whole message, and as a result, Satan was able to take advantage. So that's why it's important for us to actually read the scripture ourselves. Okay? So number one. Number two, in this account, we see that it is so dangerous to engage a conversation with the devil. Don't try to engage into a conversation with the devil, okay? But better engage a conversation with who? With God. Don't engage a conversation with the devil, because he is more cunning. He's more cunning than we will ever be. Alright, so from this account, there are little snippets that we can learn from it. So number one, read your scriptures. Number two, don't engage the devil, okay? Don't engage the devil. Alright? Now, as a result of Adam and Eve's disobedience, they lost their lives. They lost their standing, God-given standing, and they lost all our inheritance, and theirs as well. Alright? So, terrible consequences for their disobedience. And of course, God exiled them, threw them out of the Garden of Eden, and from His presence. And also, as a result of it, they were cut off from the light of God. And the consequence is that man descended into deep darkness over time. All right. And then we can see from Isaiah that says, the people that walk in darkness, they truly walk in great darkness. And into this darkness, the devil had free play, complete sway over the whole world. And we see that in Luke 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. It tells us that the whole world lies under the sway of the devil. Complete control. And the devil is able to control us because for two main reasons. The number one reason is that the devil is the great liar. Okay? He lied, he's lying, and you will always lie. The reason is because the Bible tells us that he is a liar and he is the father of all lies. So, with no light of God in the heart of man, cut off from God, in exile from the presence of God, the devil's lies had free play in all our minds. Alright, and that's how he controls us. The devil operates in lies. And there is no grace of God upon us all. There is nothing to restrain us. There is nothing to stop us from doing whatever that pleases us, pleases our flesh, pleasant to our eyes. Okay? Whatever it is. And that's why we fell into such bondage. Bondage to the lies of the evil one. You know, it has been said by some of the most wicked men, and I think the devil really worked in them. Alright? And that's what we are seeing nowadays, actually, when we saw earlier on the prophecy. And this evil man, I think some of you may recognize the name, Lenin and Goebbels. Who is Goebbels? He was the propaganda guy for Hitler, Adolf Hitler. Alright? And these were the kind of things that they said. A lie told often enough becomes the truth. Okay? A lie told, Goebbels said, a lie told once remains a lie. But told 1,000 times becomes the truth. And who do you think they got this idea from? The devil. Because the devil is always telling us lies. And he keeps telling us lies. And we see that nowadays in the, what I call the mainstream media. It's being played out in the mainstream media. They keep telling us lies. Feed us lies. Feed us lies. And if we don't have the Word of God to filter through, guess what happens? We all begin to believe that they are truth.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? And that's what happened. Alright? So that's how we all fall into such deep darkness. So much so that when we grew up, and also the children will grow up, if we don't have the truth of God's word, our minds will be so flooded with the lies of the devil that it becomes such a stronghold in our minds. Okay? Such a stronghold. Now, we thank God. We thank God that God so loved us that He sent us Jesus into this, into our desperate situation. God intervened because of His love and His mercy. Amen. He sent Jesus, the light and the life, to come into the earth, into our situation. Because without His life and His light, we would be still in total darkness, in the under the bondage of the devil. But we are so blessed that God loved us, that He sent Jesus, so that we can be rescued from our dire situation. Praise God for His great love, isn't it? Praise God.
Thank you.
And Jesus, His name shall be called Jesus, for He will save His people from their sin. Salvation, we sang, the children sang earlier. Salvation is His name.
Amen.
Jesus, salvation is His name. And Emmanuel, God came to be with us. We were so cut off from Him, but in His love, in His wisdom, He sent Jesus into our desperate situation and saved us. Having said that, we must recognize that although God came into our situation, there is one thing that we need to do. And that one thing is that we must turn to God. That is the first step that every one of us must do. And we praise God that I can see most of us here, in fact, all of us here, I can safely say, we have taken that step of responding to God.
Amen.
Turning to God. Huh? Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Right? Turn to Him. And when we did turn to Him, God intervened into our situation and delivered us from curse of sin and death.
Amen.
Yes? Amen. Now, although we have been regenerated by His Holy Spirit within us, our spirit man is now alive. Okay? Yet, because of the years of the lies that the devil has placed into our minds, okay, into our way of thinking, into our mindset, many of us still have those strongholds that the devil has put into our minds. The strongholds that will hamper us in our lives, in how we can fulfill the destiny that God has for our lives. Okay? Those strongholds have to be taken down. Okay? Now, the thing is that this is the predicament that we all have. Alright? Although we are saved, we know we are saved. But yet, that mindset, that predicament has to be tackled. It has to be unlearned. It has to be taken down, those strongholds. So, our minds, the Bible tells us, our minds has to be renewed. We need to be reset, if you like. Okay? Many of those mindsets, we have to unlearn them. We have to unlearn them so that we can then relearn God's truth or learn God's truth for our lives again. So Romans 12, chapter 2, verse 2 tells us that we are not to conform to this world, because the devil has put those strongholds in our minds that cause us to be conformed to the world system and to the value. We need to be renewed by the living word of God. We need to be renewed by the living word of God. Now, let me give you an illustration. How do we go about doing this? The renewing of our minds. How do we go about it? Now, if you love sports or you participate in sports, you will understand that techniques are very important. Basic techniques of the sport is very important. Or I think a lot of the younger people here play musical instrument. They will also know that to be able to play beautifully and excel in it, whether music or in sports, you need to master techniques, right? The correct techniques. If you have a wrong technique in your routine, in your play or of sports or instruments, you will never truly master the sport. Okay? You can play it, but you will never reach your full potential. So it is in a spiritual sense. Okay? To be able to master those techniques takes what? Firstly, somebody's got to teach you the correct technique. Am I correct? You're going to know the correct technique. And then after you know the correct technique, you got to go through that repetitive what? Practice or training. You got to do it hours upon hours upon hours until you get so what? Yes. Sometimes you become so frustrated. Sometimes you become so bored. You say, "Do I have to do this?" But it is. Now there is a reason for that. Okay. Even the most basic technique, there is a reason for that. The thing is that as you repeat those actions, what happens? It becomes a part of you. Your muscles, your memory is so set and so ingrained that it becomes second nature to you. You don't have to figure out where that fingering is or that key is. You just go bang and it hits the right note, right sound. Isn't it? It's amazing. I mean, you watch all these people, they know. And then sometimes they can even memorize all the notes. Hey, that's a genius at work in your brain, huh? Truly is. Can you imagine? I mean, for somebody like us, I tried to learn some music. I tried. That's all I can say. I tried. But you don't have it, you don't have it. But anyway, it takes great investment, takes great effort. Alright? And when you have a flaw in your technique, guess what happens? You have to. It takes twice as much effort to master it. Because you've got to undo the mistake first. The bad things that you already ingrained into your system, you've got to undo them. And I know because I play sports, okay? And when I play sport, why can't the ball go where I want it to go? I thought I can do this, but it doesn't do it. And that's the reason. So when you have that bad technique, you have to go back and relearn the right one and keep repeating it until it becomes, it goes into your memory bank. And your muscles is also following your memory bank so that you can do the right thing. And so it is spiritually as well. That when we want to unlearn some of the lies of the devil, we have to know, be taught the right thing, all right, which is from the Word of God. And then we have to train ourselves. So how do we go about it? We go about it through meditating on the Word of God. Alright? When somebody in the teaching ministry teach us something, or when God gives us in our daily devotion, reading of the Word, we receive a rhema. Okay? We have to then meditate on it. It's like a training. Meditating is like training. But we don't train on anything, okay? We got to have the right training. You got what I mean? Okay? We got to have the right training. And then we got to repeat it. repeat it. It takes effort to do that. Just like learning an instrument or learning a sport, we got to do that exercise, and it's got to be done on a regular basis, or in our case, as far as reading and the Word of God, it's got to be a daily exercise. Just a short exercise if you are in lack of time, but it's got to be done. Okay? And that's how we renew our mind. Okay? We renew our mind through meditating scripture. And that will help us to unlearn the devil's lies and learn God's truth for us. His truth will set us free. Okay? His truth, the word of His grace, the Bible says, will build us up. It will build us up, build our faith, build our spirit man. It will build us up. So it's something that we must do. Okay? It's a challenge. It's a challenge for us to be able to then, when we do that, then we can hear, we can agree, and then we can obey. If we don't do that, then we will continue, although our spirit man may be regenerated, but we will not be able to hear, agree, obey, and fulfill God's purposes and destiny for our lives. So this is such an important exercise. Now, for some of the young ones, praise God, huh? You can see that the Lord has done such a great work in these young lives, and you can see the change. I mean, I've seen the changes, and they are truly blessed. But let me just give a little something that I got recently while preparing this message. Now, in Luke chapter 2. This is just a side point, okay? But I thought it would be good because some of them are leaving. So it would be good for them to know this. Huh? Luke chapter 2, verse 39 and 40. And this was talking about Jesus, that before he was 12 years old, we were told that Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, okay? And it says down there, Luke chapter 2, I'm waiting for my son to catch up. Technology is catching up. Okay, let me turn to it here then. Luke chapter 2, verse 39 and 40. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child, which is Jesus, grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace of God, and the grace of God was upon him. Now, the one thing that I want to highlight is this. It says they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord. What do you think was all things according to the law of the Lord for Mary and Joseph? It was from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, 5, 6, 7, so forth. So can we turn to that? Alright? That would have been the law of the Lord. Any devout Jew will know this. Okay? So they performed that, which was basically to hear, was to love the Lord. Now let's turn to it first. Alright, so this was the commandment, the law of the Lord for the Jews, okay? So the devout Jews, they know all this by heart, huh? Okay? And the key one was this, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your way, in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And so on and so forth. So this was the law that they, Joseph and Mary, performed. Okay? So if we go back they performed, which means that they taught Jesus. Okay, they spoke, they were to talk, they were to teach the children diligently when they sit down, when they get up, when they talk. Alright? So they taught Jesus. Joseph and Mary taught Jesus the Word of God diligently. Okay? So let's go back again and let's see Luke chapter 2, verse 39 and 40. So what does it say down there? It says, when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, right, they returned to their own city. And then verse 40, what did he say? And the child, which is Jesus, grew, right, became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Alright? So all you here, you are being taught what? Daily. What? You are fed daily with the Word of God. And guess what's going to happen? You will be like mini Jesus. Okay? You should be like mini Jesus. By the grace of God. You shall grow strong in spirit. Alright? The grace of God will be mighty upon you. Amen. Okay? You will grow in the wisdom of God. Alright? So I thought I'd share that with you because somehow that came up to me. And that is the blessing that you have.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Alright? There's a side point for the little ones. All of us. Okay, it also tells us, parents, we have such responsibility. Okay, so the renewal task. How do you unlearn and learn and relearn? Same as sports, repetition, training and repetition. Repeating the correct training, we will finally build within us those values, God's truth. Alright? Meditating on scripture. Now, it's a three-step renewal process, okay? The first one, I call it the honeymoon. Alright? What do I mean by the honeymoon? The honeymoon is when you got an inspiration. You hear something like a message today and you say, I will do it. Yes, definitely. It's going to be such a good thing for me. I will do it. Right? So you embark on that journey. Isn't it? It's a honeymoon period. Okay? Everything is easy to do. Then next, as you press on, what happens? Comes the battle. The battle is when I got to do it again. I got no time. This demand, that demand, this emergency, that emergency, I got to finish this project, I got this, I got that, I got so many demands upon us. And then on top of that, it's so hard to do. I cannot remember. I cannot memorize scripture. It's such a struggle. Yeah? That is the battle. We got to work at it. Work at it. Do not give up. Work at it. That is the battle. Alright? And if you keep doing it, one day it becomes, hey, the bliss. It becomes second nature to you. It becomes part of your routine. It's easy. Am I correct?
Yes.
Or it should be. Okay? It becomes easy. It is what I call the bliss. Alright? Now, before you get to the bliss, sometimes there is a break of your normal routine. Okay? When you have a normal routine, it's very easy. You wake up, you do this, you know, it's like brush your teeth, comb your hair, take a shower, whatever. It's a routine, it's easy. So one day, you go for a holiday. Okay? You go for a holiday, change your routine, and then you come back, you forget everything that you normally do. Am I correct? Oh, well, it happens. I'm sure it happens, alright? That all, for example, there is a sudden change brought about by different situation. Yeah? And then you come back and you say, oh, no, not so easy. So you got to then visualize, alright, what was it that you were trying to achieve? Okay? Once you are able to visualize what you are trying to do, then it helps you to become, to refocus and get back to what you're supposed to do, if you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay? So that three-step pretty much is what we need to do. Alright? To achieve, to overcome the challenge that we all face in our lives. But I want to also say that it is not all about human effort, okay? It is not human effort only. It takes human effort, but it is not, the outcome is not all due to human effort. The reason is because when we are dealing with the Word of God, the Word of God is spirit and it is life. Okay? It is spirit and it is life. There is a dimension that is beyond the human endeavor. Okay? There is spirit, there is life, and there is the grace of God. Okay? So when we do it, we are not only because doing it by our own effort. There is that divine power at work also operating in our lives. Okay? And we thank God for that. And most of all, the outcome is assured. Okay? The outcome is assured. In Christ Jesus, we have assured victory. Romans 5:17 tells us, for if by one man's offense death reigned to the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace, number one, okay, we receive the abundance of grace from our God, and number two, the gift of righteousness, okay, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have received atonement. Yeah? At one with God. Okay? Atonement is at one with God. Alright? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins, the gift of His righteousness. Alright? We have this promise that when we have that, we will reign with in life through the one Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That is the promise. there is a promise. Okay? So it is not only about effort. It takes effort, but there is the other dimension. Okay? The divine dimension, my colleague, that will give us assured outcome. And it is written in it. It is written in it. In the Word of God. So let God's truth be revealed and set in our hearts and minds through meditation, and let us confess it. Confess that with our mouth and act accordingly. I think Chris alluded to that earlier on. He says, when we have that in us, okay, we begin to think like the way that God thinks. We begin to see the things that God sees, and we begin to speak the way that God wants us to speak, and we begin to act the way that God, according to God's ways. I don't want to say act like God because it sounds blasphemy, okay? We cannot act like God, okay? But we should act the way that God wants us to act. Yeah? Okay? And that's how it should be with our lives. We have been born again, regenerated. But now, the challenge for us is to renew our minds with the Word of God, with the Spirit and the life. The Word of God is Spirit and life. And then we begin to think like God, see the way God sees, speak the way God will speak, okay? And act the way that God would want us to act. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And finally, let me just say that let this be our constant attitude of confession. Okay? Let this be our constant attitude and confession. When Mary said, "Let it be to me according to thy word," when we receive a rhema from the Word of God or a promise from the Word of God, let us confess it. Let us say to God, "Let it be to me according to thy word." Okay? And all the way that Peter responded to Jesus, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will." Okay? That is what our attitude and our confession must be whenever we receive the Word of life, the Word of truth. Okay? It's a good confession to make. Shall we confess it? Ready? 1, 2.
Let it be to me according to thy word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just look at me. All the promises of God. Say all promises of God.
All promises of God
is really written.
Amen.
Now, even as Brother Donald talked about, we must do this, we must do this, we must, yeah? Or I want to do this, inspiration. Yeah, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. Are you with me? It's still the word I want. It's good to I want. But it's according to the riches of His divine grace, He has given us unbroken victory.
Amen.
To tap into divine grace, I found myself. And I see, we try, we discipline, true or not? Then we fail. True? We try, we fail. That's one thing, as I receive, I pass it to you. You know, to have effort, to rest in the Lord is an effort. To wait for the divine grace is an effort. So I told the children here, there is called accountability. Let's say your spouse can be accountable. Yeah? you just go into the presence and draw the power, because wait until you receive the power. So I need the power. Power. What power? All the promises. You know, Matthew 5, 6, 7, Jesus himself said it's narrow. The pathway, narrow, straight. It's difficult, but I've given you grace. That's the divine grace. Means divine power to reign in life. How? To reach, to draw, to be quiet is an effort. Is it true?
Yep.
Because we are too busy. Isn't you just try a lot of power? You just try, shut your thinking, because a lot of mind, like what we have already studied, a lot of mind. Recently, there's a researcher or a scientist. For how many years she is a doctor? She say when you speak a word, then how many million, 4 million?
4 billion.
4 billion actions begin to be in the subconscious. So instead of speaking wrong words, speak to God and not let God speak to us. So we say according to your word, when he speaks to you, you speak according to your word, you got to do. You know what I'm talking? And we have done something that we would in the natural won't do. Really won't do. And some of our young people would know. You won't do. So it's in that power. Sometimes you can go to the toilet, you know. Yes, I try that. Power. You know what I'm talking? Anyway, power. Wait till I give you power. Then he speaks. Do it. Let it be done according to the word. He has given us riches of his divine grace. That is power to do his will. But you have to wait for the power. This is what I discovered a few months ago for my own life. I say, How come, try. I, still is I, you know. It's good to start off, Lord, I. But he take over Emmanuel. Yeah. Lord Jesus, thank you for the message, the word you have spoken. Each is written. Each is written. Each is written. Let Holy Spirit finger of God right into our heart and our mind. Yes. This is a new covenant as we take the Holy Communion. You say, I will give you a new covenant. I will write my word in your heart and your mind.
Yes.
And when you wait, when you are put in the synagogue, wait. I will tell you what to say. Thank you. Thank you. You love us so much, this congregation. They will be turned around.
Yes.
The mindset will be changed.
Yes.
Not only we activate, once we are activated, we are awakened, but don't stay put, we will be on the motion.
Yes.
We can be activated and go back the same way.
Yes.
Dear Lord, it is to obey and say, go and rise and do according to what you speak to us. We give you praise, we give you thanks. We love this church so much. We thank you for the word, the change. We receive the mindset of Jesus as we partake of the Holy Communion. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
Amen.
Pastor, would like to. Anybody wants to pray?
Yeah.
Brother Donna and Pastor will pray for you.